The way of the prophet is the way of success. The way of the prophet is the way of success. The way of the prophet is the way of success.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to the brand new program of Madani Channel known as Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a perfect role model, an example for the entire creation, an example for the entire humanity, an example for all of us, a role model whom we should look up to. There is nothing like defect or fault in the personality of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is free from defects. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is free from all faults. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahimahullah says it very beautifully, wo kamal husn huzur hai ke human naqs jahan hai, yahi phool khar se dur hai, yahi shama hai ke dhuan nahi. That this is the perfection of the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that he is such a wonderful flower in which there is no concept of thorns, and he is such a light, such a brightness, such a noor. Such when we light up a candle, then there is brightness, there is noor, but it comes with smoke. But my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such a noor, it's such a light, it's such a brightness, it's such a radiance, which is free from smoke, meaning there is no even any concept of defect when it is about our Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the practices of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are actually a law of life for us, a model of life for us, a perfect lifestyle for us, meaning in terms of talking, in terms of eating, in terms of drinking, in terms of sleeping, in terms of waking up, in terms of trading, in terms of teaching, in terms of communicating, in terms of educating, in terms of helping, in terms of giving, in terms of taking, in terms of everything. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is perfect and has given us a perfect way of life. And amazingly, subhanallah azza wa jal, what a beautiful narration and good news there is for us, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who loves my sunnah has indeed loved me, and the one who loves me will be together with me in Jannah. So if we want to be with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Jannah, we need to love his sunnah. And when we love the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will have a dire yearning to follow the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is what we will cover in this program, the sunnahs of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the amazing practices of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, in every episode we will talk about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many famous sunnahs, we keep on listening about them: wearing an imam sharif, keeping a beard, applying ikr perfume, applying oil in the beard, oil in the head, eating with the right hand, and not giving or taking with the left hand, giving or taking with the right hand. So many sunnahs like this which are famous, inshallah we will come to them as well. But when we start speaking about sunnahs, inshallah in this program we will talk about those sunnahs which we do not pay much attention towards usually, but they are sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how much barakah they have, how much of excellence they have, and how much the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us about them. Inshallah azza wa jal, we will learn about them. Today we will speak about such a wonderful sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which actually gives us a formula of happy life, happy brotherhood. And before we come to that topic, let's listen to a beautiful narration of sending salawat upon the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the most noble Prophet, the last final Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has said, the one who recites durood upon me 50 times daily, I shall shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The topic we will speak about today is generosity, is the heart of giving, is to open your heart towards giving to others, towards accessing in spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But is generosity only spending wealth, or does it have a wider meaning as well? Inshallah, we will come to that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. This is a verse from Surah Al-Hashr, para 28 of the Holy Quran, and translation of Kanzul Iman is, and they prefer those above themselves, even if they themselves are in dire need, they prefer others over themselves. Allahu Akbar. And whosoever is saved from the greed of his own self, so it is only they who are successful. Allahu Akbar. And in giving preference to others over one's own self, a beautiful hadith about Allahu Akbar. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the most generous amongst all the people, especially in the month of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's generosity would be like a heavy downpour of rain, meaning how it is in heavy rain, meaning the rain is pouring, the water is just coming and coming and coming, the clouds are thick and water is just pouring from the sky. How the generosity of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to be in the month of Ramadan. In fact, even more than this, subhanallah azza wa jal. Another beautiful narration, Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam never ever said la to anyone who asked him for anything. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never said la. La means no. He never said never. He never said no. He didn't refuse for anything. Mangenge, mange jayenge, mu mangi payenge. That we will ask and keep on asking and we shall get whatever we shall ask. Sarkar mein na la hai, na hajat agar ki hai. That the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam does not have la, does not have no. And there is no need of ifs and buts when we talk about the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was once a girl, a student, she argued with a Muslim, with a scholar, that our so and so king was so generous that he had 8 doors in his palace. And when somebody would come on the first door, he would attain something. Same person, if he went to the second one, he would also attain something. Same person, if he went on the third one, he would attain something. Fourth one, fifth one, sixth one, seventh one, eighth one, every door, every window, every place, every station, every stop, out of those 7, 8 stops, you would attain something. Just imagine you have 8 doors like this in your house. Somebody comes on the first door, he asks for something, you take out something and give it to him. Same person coming to you from the second door, all right, you've come again, you'll give him something. Same person coming at the third door, you will give something. But when he comes again and again and goes, I've already given you. How many times more will you come? So she says that anybody who came to that king, he would attain first door, second door, even till the last door, and he would not be refused. But we don't see anything like this regarding your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. What a scholarly, what a wonderful, what a beautiful answer. The answer was that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's generosity is such that if somebody comes at the first instant, he gets so much that he doesn't have the need to come again. Allahu Akbar. That's how generous our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is. Another beautiful narration regarding the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the most sakhi, he was the most generous of all the people, especially in the month of Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam would come every night to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Jibreel, they would read the entire Quran word for word, letter for letter, meaning every part of the Holy Quran they would recite and complete it in the month of Ramadan. Another wonderful narration about the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that one day the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam performed the Asr Salah as an imam. He led the Asr Salah. After the Salah, once the Salam is done, so the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam immediately stood up and went to his house. So the Sahaba astonished that usually the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wouldn't do so. What is such today? So the Sahaba were questioning themselves. After a short while, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came back. So the Sahaba ikram, the beloved companions alayhim ar-Ridwan, they asked that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what is the reason? How come immediately after Salah you got up, you went, and in a short while you came back? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that I remembered that in my house there was a certain amount of gold which is for sadaqah, which has to be given as sadaqah. So I didn't want any delay in dispensing that. That I wouldn't like it that I spend a night while that maal, that wealth of sadaqah is in my house and is not dispensed to where it is needed. So immediately after the salah, I went to give this instructions at my house that please, as soon as possible, immediately dispense this. I gave them these instructions and came back. So we learn here that as soon as possible, let's try to donate in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes, you know, when we hear such beautiful narrations, when we hear narrations about sakhawa, about generosity, being generous in terms of spending in the path of Allah ta'ala, in terms of spreading smiles in the people's faces, so our heart wishes that, okay, let me do this, let me do that, let me take out at least $100 and spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let me, you know, dig a borehole somewhere, a water well somewhere, let me make a house for someone who is in need, let me feed somebody, or let me, you know, be good to someone and become a reason for his smile. But then at times we don't end up doing so. So that's the reason we should hurry up. Why? Because our heart excessively changes its state. The heart is known as qalb, with a qaf, with dots. It's known as qalb. And the literal meaning of qalb is to change. It changes. Every 1 minute you're thinking of something, you're feeling something, your emotions are of certain sort. Second moment you're something else. So the heart keeps on changing, and the factor of shaitan is also there. He wouldn't want you to do something good. He wouldn't want you to be successful in spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as soon as you make that intention or you feel for that good deed, it's possible for you to do it instantly. Do it instantly. Yes, go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be generous. Do it, you know, right away. Why delay? Because the more we delay, the more delayed is our sawab, isn't it? Yes, we attain the sawab for intention, but once we do the action, we get more sawab. So we want that more sawab as well, inshallah ta'ala. And let's try that we don't delay. You know, sometimes it happens due to lack of attention, due to lack of knowledge in terms of what are the excellences regarding sakhawa, regarding being generous without delay. So what ends up happening at times is maybe Dawat-e-Islami brothers have come to your doorstep to ask you for your sadaqah, lillah, your zakat, your donation towards the activities of Dawat-e-Islami. Dawat-e-Islami is doing a number of activities, subhanAllah, earning millions and billions, and this all happens with your donations. So they come, for instance, at your house, and you say, right, let's see next week. Can I come next week? I'm a bit occupied. How about tomorrow? How about in the evening? No, do it immediately. I'm not saying that it's always done due to wrong reasons, but it could also be a reason of lack of attention. So let's realize this and try to do it instantly so the meter of our thawab can start counting. Our thawab has started then, inshallah ta'ala. Another wonderful hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this actually is such a wonderful encouragement for us. Yes, it is such a lovely good news for us. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says that sakhawat, generosity, is a very beloved action by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves sakhawat a lot. It is such a characteristic which is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot. So this sakhawat, generosity, it is the most beloved one. Such an encouragement. Such an encouragement. Who does not want the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We all want the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the easy formula has been given to us. That be generous. Be generous. Be of a big heart and attain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, another wonderful encouragement for us, another wonderful riwayat, another wonderful narration, that once a person came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he asked the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which action is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Which action is of most excellence? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, sabr and sakhawa. Patience and generosity. This is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot. This is amongst the excellent deeds. Subhanallah. Sabr and generosity. Patience and generosity. Meaning, let's look at it. Let's look at it. How shaitan tries that we should not be successful in doing a certain good deed. Meaning, let's look at the point of sabr. What is sabr? Sabr is patience, being patient. Now, at times we will come across people or such instances whereby something has happened and it has really made a person angry or completely off. And the person, what does that guy think of himself? I'll do this, I am that. Come on, man, why always me? Why is it happening with me? After saying all this, when four guys try to explain him, brother, what are you doing? Have patience. Come on, man, that's what I'm doing. Ah, what can I do apart from patience? So that's not patience. You've done everything, you let everything out, and now you're saying, hey, I am patient. This is not patience. This is not sabr. Sabr is something happened which is contrary to your liking, an instance where you would have become angry and you swallowed your anger, and at that instance you practiced sabr, you became patient. That is sabr. And sakhawa, generosity, giving what you like in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what you love in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, if you see poor child, genuinely poor, in need, and you know that he is genuinely in need, Allahu Akbar. Meaning, some people, they won't even ask you that I need this. But you can sense it, you can see it in them that they are genuinely in need. But they are so humble, so noble, so respectful, they won't have the audacity to ask. And you give the child, poor child, the pair of clothes. But if those pair of clothes are new, because you also like new clothes, isn't it? Then new clothes, how would his excitement be? Why is that excitement? Why is it like that? It's because you gave something which you would like for yourself. Meaning you want to give food to someone and you gave a nice piece of, roasted chicken or something, a nice piece of steak or something which you like yourself. How happy would he be? Be excited, isn't it? Happy. That happiness, that excitement is there because you gave something of your liking. You like that thing very much yourself. Meaning, there is a certain dish or something you ate yourself and you cooked something separate to be distributed amongst those when need. Fine, that's okay, inshallah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you fed the people, you fed the empty stomachs, you will get the sawab. Imagine if you gave something of your own liking, which you like yourself, then that level is something else. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. So let's be of an open heart, inshallah ta'ala, because what we are spending, what we are giving, is given to us by whom? Is it our own, you know, merit or something? No, it is given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just think of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon giving life, He gave us life, and then He gave us the shape of a human being. He made us a human being. Upon that, He made us Muslims. Upon that, He gave us sound body parts. He gave us the mind to think. He made us sane. We can touch things. We can feel things. We have a heart to feel. We have a mind to think. And that mind thinks of mathematics and all these things, trading and business and everything. And the qualities of business and everything, blessed by who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with that. And with those blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this life bestowed to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the talent and akal bestowed to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we have made an earning, this is, trust me, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many intellectual people, many people with big, big ideas, many people with so much talent, but they are jobless, they're not earning anything. This is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has made us amongst those who are earning something for ourselves. So if we are earning for ourselves, this earning, this money is given to us by Allah. And that same money which is given to us by Allah, to spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what Allah has given us, we are spending in His path. Where is our excellence in this? But yet, our Rabb Azza wa Jal is so merciful that He still blesses us on that. He still blesses us on this as well. Given the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you more. So let's become amongst those who have an open heart, who are generous, who are, you know, all the time available. With time, yes, be generous in time as well. It's not necessary that you only take out millions and trillions. No, be generous in terms of your time as well. Take out time for good deeds. Take out time to support in the good activities. Dawat-e-Islami has so many opportunities. Stay associated to learn more beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a droplet of generosity from the ocean of generosity of our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May we act upon this beautiful sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, see you in the next episode with another beautiful sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching this beautiful program, Sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The way of the Prophet is the way of success. The way of the Prophet is the way of success. The way of the Prophet is the way of success.